Okay, thank you, Naya. Mr. McGuigan, welcome back on Senate Bill 19.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Charlie McGuigan with the Attorney General's Office, and I don't have any new testimony to add to what I provided last week on Friday, but at the committee's request, I did work with several of the committee members and also with some of the other people who testified, trying to come up with language which clarified what we wanted to do in Section 1. And what I've handed out is what the Attorney General's office is willing to offer as a replacement for Section 1. I have shared it with the trial lawyers and with the ACLU. And I have not had any negative comment back from them, but I also have not had a positive yes either. So,
okay. Thank you very much. We will keep the committee open for proponents, and we'll allow latitude for any further proponents to discuss Charlie's proposal. Any further proponents? Good morning, Mr. Thiessen.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Dick Thiessen, I'm an attorney and peer on behalf of the Sheriffs and Chiefs Associations. I've looked at the amendment, and I think the amendment looks fine to us. We would support it with the amendment as well. I'd have an inquiry of the chair, if I might.
Yes, sir.
Do you know, I apologize, I had to leave the other day.
Yes.
And I don't know whether the amendment I proposed with respect to the Good Samaritan immunity is on the bill or not at this point in time, whether it was moved.
It is.
In that regard, I brought with me today, Mr. Chairman, and with your permission, would pass it out for everyone, copies of South Dakota's Good Samaritan Act.
I don't think we did, Mr. Thiessen. Oh.
Which might be of help to you in looking at that and determining whether you thought that we should do something about that.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I had, Mr. Chairman. I'm passing out copies of the Good Samaritan Act.
I am in error. Let me hand you this, Mr. Thiessen. I'm looking at page 3 of the minutes. I didn't go far enough beyond.
So it is.
It is. And ladies and gentlemen of the committee, Mr. Thiessen is talking about the minutes of the 8th, and that would be on page 3, and it was the Henney's motion to amend, and it creates Section 5. It is. I was in error. It was 19JB, so it is currently on there as a new section. Committee, before we continue, given that we have a little time latitude here, why don't we consume both of those, and we will then turn to any further proponents. So, I knew you'd love that word, consume, Madsen. Or cogitate. Okay, further proponents of 19, Senate Bill 19. Further proponents.
Mr. Chair, Jarris Campbell.
I'm sorry, Mr. Campbell, could you come up since we're on the internet and there are throngs that are wishing to await your words?
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair.
That's okay.
Jarris Campbell with the Governor's Office. We'd like to just support Charlie's bill.
Okay, thank you. Any further proponents for Senate Bill 19? Any further proponents? Hearing none, the hearing will close for proponents and ask, are there any opponents to Senate Bill 19? Any opponents? Hearing no opponents, the committee will open for questions.
Mr. Chair.
Representative McCauley. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Question for Mr. McGuigan, if I could, please. Charlie, I'm just looking over your Amendment 19 essay, and I just talked to Ruben about this, and I didn't catch this earlier, so I'm going to apologize, because I know you were courteous enough to show this amendment to me. On the fifth line down, or from the fourth or fifth line, you've got the language includes but is not limited to. I use that language quite frequently as an attorney in drafting contracts. I'm just wondering, I looked in Title 22 and I can only find two references to it, both in definitions. I'm wondering, in a substantive criminal statute, is that constitutional language? Is that good enough to give a proposed criminal actor adequate notice of what crime he or she may be committing?
Is it void for vagueness, is your question? I don't think it is, but and this list actually contains everything I could think of, but I don't want to limit it to that one thing I didn't think of, and so I'd rather be safe than sorry. I think as defined right now, that puts the would-be criminal on fair notice of what is and is not proper conduct.
Representative Monroe.
Mr. Chairman. Charlie, it says that they have to leave the substance or device, so that means if they're carrying something around, they're okay, right?
Right. We're trying to get at the placement. Right now, other than an actual bomb, any of these things are legal to carry around today, and we're not trying to get at that. We're trying to get at the threat portion of it, not the possession transportation. Other than a real bomb, it's the only thing currently in state law that you cannot transport.
Thanks.
Further questions? Representative Madsen.
I've got a question for Mr. King.
Proceed, please.
Dick, is what you're getting at in your amendment, do you feel that's adequately covered by 29.4.1?
I looked at that, too, and it may be that 4.1 is certainly of some benefit to those of us, including yourselves, who might respond to an emergency such as a terrorist act. And I had the benefit of listening to the testimony of Mr. Haig after I was gone, and I know that he indicated to you that he felt that you shouldn't do this because schools had a duty to do something. I think he's incorrect about that. I think that the duty that we're talking about here is not the duty of the school to have a plan for appropriate evacuation. Those things are done in advance. This is when you're responding to the crisis. It would be like me running across the street to the George Morris school because there is a crisis there and trying to render aid. I have no duty to do that, but I would, and I think all of you would too. That's all I'm trying to get at. If you don't like my amendment, one of the things that you might consider doing, because as I looked at this, it may be appropriate. I'm not trying to immunize people from things that they should not be immunized for. Where they have a clear duty to do something, they ought to do it. I don't have a problem with that. Maybe the last sentence of 4.1 is of aid in adding that to the amendment that is already on the bill, because nothing in this section is sought to immunize anyone from their willful, wanton, or reckless act or commission or omission. So I don't think 4.1 does it. And the reason is it really is limited to emergency care and services during an emergency. And I'm not sure that's enough. It may be. That's something you and I and other lawyers will quarrel about when that day comes.
No matter what.
Further questions of the committee? Representative Hennies.
For Mr. McGuigan, please. Charlie, you know I like this the way it was before, but going on Representative Monroe's question there, I was looking on the first line where it says intentionally communicates a threat by leaving. I wonder if we could add or claiming to possess. for those who say, I have a bomb, and place her evacuated or whatever.
This is exactly the buzz I ran into on the Senate side. And that's what prompted modification of our existing bomb threat statute, which is now Section 4 of Senate Bill 19. And so I would prefer that it stay as is so that when it moves back over to the Senate, we don't have a concurrence problem.
That covers what I want to know anyways. Thank you.
It's a good point. Representative Hennies, that's a very good point. Questions? Any further questions of the by the committee of their proponents? Hearing no further questions, the committee will close for deliberation and action. Representative Hennies?
Mr. Chairman, I would move Amendment 19SA.
Is there a second? Moved by Haney, seconded by Representative Bartling to amend in accordance with a 19SA. Comments on that motion?
Mr.
Representative McCauley.
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to follow up on my question earlier and move, with the chair's permission, that we amend the amendment to strike the language that says but is not limited to. Strike the comma at the end of line 4. And also that is the language that says, but it's not limited to, comma.
Is there a second to that motion? Comments on the motion to amend the amendment, Mr. Representative
Chairman.
McCauley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think in criminal statutes, I don't see any other substantive statute in the code, based on what I've been able to research, that where we have that kind of language, and I'm worried about vagueness, and also we'll take Mr. McGuigan at his word that he's included everything here that he could think of, and I think the language that we have there is general enough to cover most any circumstance that I've been able to hypothesize, so I would just urge the committee to strike that general language.
Any further comments, Representative Hennies?
Well, I think I'd oppose that for a couple of reasons. One is any item at all could be a dangerous weapon depending on how it's used or intended to be used. And I'm afraid that if you don't put something like that in there, that this entire, the next two sentences will be ruled exclusive. And if somebody comes up with a thing beyond that, then they're going to say, well, this lists all that is included in this statute. And if you can remark about that, maybe I'm wrong, but it seems to me that we stand a good chance of having a judge rule that is being exclusive and thereby getting around this statute.
Further remarks on the motion to amend the amendment? Hearing no further remarks, the question is the McCauley motion to amend the amendment by striking the words, but is not limited to, in the fifth line. Those in favor of the McCauley motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay.
Nay.
Motion loses. We're back to the original motion, the Hennies motion to amend in accordance with 19SA. Further comments on that motion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the amendment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. 19 is so amended.
Mr.
Representative Mattson.
I move due pass as amended on Senate Bill 19.
Is there a second?
Second.
Moved by Mattson, seconded by McCauley, due pass on Senate Bill 19 as amended. Comments on that motion? Hearing none, those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. And the clerk will call, secretary will call the roll, please.
Bartling, aye. Gillespie,
aye. Hennies.
Aye.
Aye.
McCauley.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Marshall.
Aye.
Dr. Bell.
Nay.
Siebert.
Aye.
Belandra.
Aye.
Michael.
Aye. Do pass on Senate Bill 19 as amended. Carries. Representative Gillespie, would you discuss this in caucus, please? And Representative McCauley in caucus and on the floor, please. Thank you, Mr. McGuigan, for your time, and Mr. Thiessen.